What's good, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Perspective Views, where today, we don't have any guests today, but it'll just be the three of us, and we'll just be talking about everyone's favorite school. We should just start with it. Tristan, it's our, he's been waiting for this, so we're just gonna give you the stage for a bit, and I'll cut you off on it.
Wait, so are we talking about our school or just the school system in general?
I mean, first off, we should just talk about, like, what, like, distance learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we think of that, basically, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, of course, everyone loves it, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I do not agree with the credit, no credit system, though. That does not encourage people to keep learning.
Yeah, that was only for one class, though.
I mean, like, to be fair, like, honestly, at the end of the day, if it's, like, if you think about it, guys, like, grades are just, like, I've said this maybe, like, before in the past, but, like, grades, I know it's kind of common sense, but it doesn't determine how smart you are. I know it gives a small hint of what kind of student you are, but, like, in this credit no credit system, I don't really mind at all, because it's just, like, just us learning. It shouldn't, like, because at the end of the day, I feel like grades stress us a bit too much than they really should. It depends on the kind of student, obviously, right? But, like, I feel like for some students, I feel like it stresses me out too much sometimes.
For me, the grades are okay. It's just the lessons they give us. They're just dumb.
I mean, that was for distance learning, obviously. They had no choice, right? But, like, I feel like I could have done a bit better, to be honest.
Yep.
Tristan.
Oh, what's up, huh?
Yo, I feel like you were, like, you did your homework really quick. Like, so, would you say that it was easy for you or not?
It was the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay, it's so simple. Okay, what made it easy then?
The fact that I could literally just look it up on Google and then immediately have all the answers, that's pretty easy.
Google was everyone's best friend in that situation.
But dude, the tests and quizzes were so easy, I didn't even need Google. It was literally just like the math homework I used Google, and everything else I just did legitly. Writing the essays, our English and history teacher would give us like 2 assignments per week, and they'd just be like a 2-page thing. I could do that in like half an hour, because I have a typing speed of like 90, so that's easy. It's just, it's pretty easy for me online.
Yeah, but next year, they told us that we're going to have 2 days in a week to go to school, and then the rest of the days it'll be online.
Oh my god, what even is the point of quarantine then? Either we're going to be completely quarantined so that the virus dies out like it did in China, or we're just halfway quarantined, which means it's basically not even quarantined. Since the virus is still going to spread, it does not matter. People are just idiots.
I don't know.
People are so dumb. It's either you full on quarantine or you don't do anything. Our economy is destroyed because of this, and everyone does not care because they're all dumb.
Everything is opening up now.
You know, yeah, because businesses were dying because our economy sucks.
Yeah, they opened that up.
Oh, the bowling?
Yeah, the bowling.
Heck yeah. Whoa, everyone shut up real quick. Did they open up gyms?
Open up what?
Gyms.
Oh, no, they did not, no. Why would you even want
to? Tristan, why would you even? I feel like you should probably get your own home, bro. You have your own basement, like.
Oh, all you have to do is push-ups, and then he will be good.
What?
That's not true at all. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that he does. I collab with him, and then he's like, "Oh, he's like, bro, he can't read." He did. He said, "I was
but you
like,
don't
are
do
you
anything wrong." Stop talking.
He said, "Oh, I did 25 push-ups."
What?
You can only do 25 at once.
Well, no, I can do more than that.
But I'm just saying, that specific time I called him, he picked it up, he was doing push-ups outside, and then, like, he couldn't read, bro. I just heard
why were you doing through the mic outside? What?
Well, you were in that call, too.
I was?
I just called you on my phone.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
But in general, guys, like, without this, like, distance learning, I feel like our school is just, like, obviously, Ibrahim has showed me many videos on YouTube about other countries and how they deal with it. Because, like, at the end of the day, it's just memorization. Like, there's obviously subjects where you actually have to understand it. Like, for instance, math, that's actually a subject where you'd actually have to, like, understand it in order
to know. But I feel like you should be able to choose what type of math you want to learn. Like, let's say you want to get into, like, an I don't know, a field where you're designing things, right? Where you need to know the square foot of something, design different cutouts. You would need a certain type of math for that, so why don't just learn that one type of math? Maybe some others, just in case that job doesn't work out for you. Instead of learning a ton of useless crap you're never gonna ever use.
Well, the thing about that, Tristan, is that you can't, like, okay, in that case, you should have your own teacher. You should have, like, you should be homeschooled then at that point, because at the end of the day, teachers and
learners. Well, yeah, everyone should be homeschooled at this point. The school system is horrible. But guess what? No one, like, not everyone has parents that are willing to do that, because on average, both parents have to work, right?
Pretty much,
yeah. So homeschooling isn't really an option, so why don't we fix the actual system of school? But everyone's just too lazy or too much money. There's different scenarios where there's like different problems that occur.
Yeah, like I've seen many videos, like people, like I've heard like many people, you know, like you've probably heard like someone graduate like college at like 16. I've heard someone graduate at 13. I don't know how that's possible, but somehow that's possible. And the thing is that they're homeschooled. Right, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Or like even like skipping grades, like they can do that, but at the end of the day, you know, like it's still, it's not gonna, you know, take you as far, you know.
Yeah, and all the kids just like aren't, sorry for interrupting you, go on.
It's good. No,
okay. A lot of kids just aren't even motivated to learn anymore, and a lot of people blame that on the parents, which makes completely no sense, right? Because what if the schools taught kids how to parent?
I remember we had that discussion, like it was like in our, what was it, English or history? Dude, so and like stupid. The teacher would like they would like stand up or raise your hand. I think, yeah, it would stand up if you believe in this, and I think that was one of them, like they should be able to teach kids in school how to be like a parent.
I feel like that should be like a one. I mean, most of the classes should be optional in my opinion, but that one should be like mandatory.
Bro, kids now, bro, like, I think, like, I'm not gonna bring names because I may not even know them, but, like, some kids, like, they're so, like, it's not that they're motivated, just they don't try, they don't care at all, right? And at the end of the day, like, you have to think to yourself, what are they gonna do?
Yeah.
Like, what are they gonna do? Literally, like you can make fun of the nerdy kid, but at the end of the day, that kid is gonna be much better than you, if we're being honest. That kid is probably gonna be a businessman running 120 companies, and look at him now. So, like, it's a big, like, difference, like, it's, I always think of that, too, man. Just, like, people who don't try, who even give an effort, like, it's just worthless. They just wasted their life, to be honest.
You know,
like, people dream of getting Ferraris and stuff, but, like, they think, like, people who become YouTubers, it's actually, like, you have to work hard, but, you know, it's pretty, like, at the end of the day, it's pretty lucky, like, imagine like PewDiePie, right? He worked his butt off, but like it's really, I mean, it's just hard to, you know, at the end of the day, it's rare for a YouTuber to become that big.
Yeah.
YouTube is a system of luck. It's either the actual really system is. Will recommend you to other people or will it won't. Yep, it's the algorithm.
Yeah.
But I've seen YouTubers on there for 10 years with only like 1,000 subscribers and over 2,000 videos. It happens a lot.
I know.
It's either the algorithm picks you up or it doesn't.
That's true.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I feel like the rich kids are the ones that are not really trying in school.
It's actually, no, I think it's the opposite, like, honestly.
It's both. Like, if you think about it, with a rich family, the reason why they're rich is because their parents, you know, they got good jobs, they did good in school, right? But, like, the kids, that gives them somewhat of an excuse. You know, because at the end of the day, like obviously some of those kids, they don't give an excuse and they become their parents. But some kids give an excuse, get those iPhone 37s, and next thing you know, like they just, because money won't be a problem, right? So like, I feel like those kids in school, like they'll probably try, for being honest. They might try, even though they may have a bad attitude, they're probably gonna try still. But at the end of the day, it's just like, I feel like the school system doesn't, like, really, I don't know, man. It has, somehow, some way, it has to give an interest to every single kid. And I feel like that comes with the teacher.
Yeah, the problem is, kids are not motivated to do types of work, like, for instance, certain math, because they're not even interested in it. So why would we try to teach it to them when they're just going to fail it, move on, never remember it again? It's just a waste of time. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and the teachers, they don't really care at all. And then
The more you force a subject on someone, the less motivated they're going to become to it if they're not even interested in the first place.
I feel like it starts with the teachers, man. It's not like the principals or anything. But like the teachers, like they set the mood. At the end of the day, even though a student may not like something, the teacher sets the mood on how they'll react.
Well, here's the thing, right? The education system has nothing to do with the teachers. I think some teachers are flawed. Like they clearly don't want to be teachers. A lot of them, and they're just there for the money.
They just want the money. Yeah,
what I think.
Yeah, like a lot of them just wanted to be teachers when they were younger and realized, oh, well, this is crap, right? But they still need a type, like, you know, income. They still need a system of.
And they're stuck with it.
Who would want to teach middle schoolers?
They're probably dreaming of teaching like college, like being a college professor, but they were just more.
They got stuck with it.
Yeah, they were just stuck with middle schoolers.
Yeah, I think it would be good to either be like a preschool, or not preschool. I don't know how to explain this, but I feel like elementary school kids, I'd rather be that than a middle school teacher.
I'd rather be a high school teacher out of all of it, though, because the kids are actually kind of funny in there sometimes.
It depends what area. If we went to like a really like, I don't know, like a nice, like, I don't know, you just have to look at everyone and maybe they'll decide.
Yeah. If you decide to teach, you should just like choose honors classes, because that's where the educated.
Well, here's the thing.
If I'm being honest, bro, dude, some of those kids are lucky. I hate to say it, but like some of the kids, they go into class, they don't like put like they don't even try. You just come into
just
class
like
with
Tristan.
It. Yeah, it looks like a good grade. I'm talking about people like I can't say their name.
But
can
still,
I?
Yeah. Don't say
all right, my bad.
At the end of the day, it's just like they don't even try. They just come in the class with the AirPods and Dutch Bros, and like they ask the teacher, where can I put my Dutch Bros? And they say, oh, on the counter. It's just like this is trash, bro. It just cringes me. Like that's one thing that cringes me. It's just like you're in honors. You signed up for a reason. Maybe you got lucky. Maybe you got forced by your parents. Like at the end of the day, you probably had a choice. We had a choice. Remember 7th grade? We got on the Chromebooks, and then the Miss, our English history teacher went in our 7th grade English and history teacher's classroom and said, oh, go on queue and, you know, choose your classes, right? So at the end of the day, they had a choice.
Yeah.
So they just screwed up and they just...
Well, most of them probably thought, oh, yeah, I'm really smart. I'm going to actually try. Then they just didn't.
They didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah, that's what a lot of kids do nowadays, which is kind of a disappointment, honestly. It's taken a spot that someone else could have taken.
Exactly, like in other countries, because they hope to come here, but obviously, it's just disappointing.
Yeah,
it really is.
You guys got any weirdo stories or any like crazy stories you have with stupid people?
Not yet. Take it easy, buddy. I mean, because when we think of school. What do you guys think of?
Idiots.
Okay, that's kind
of... Well, yeah, idiots including the teachers.
Sometimes. Most of the time, the teachers are nice. Wait, I take it back. Yeah. Half the time.
Yeah.
Okay, but like for example, if we go back to school now, and I heard the governor saying like July, that's not going to happen, obviously. I'm thinking freshman year is probably gonna be it's obviously gonna be canceled in like how it usually is, like most of the time, you know, like the like in December, for example, there's gonna be a bunch of, you know, just like games and like much, it'll be fun, right? But like with this and all, it's not gonna be the same experience, so that's why I think of it as it's somewhat canceled.
Dude, even like the corona even messed up with football. Like I have conditioning in about 2 or 3 weeks. They extended it back. I have to be in a group of 10. We have to all be in groups of 10 instead of just the entire team. It's pretty stupid.
How many people are you saying?
For the Jesuit one, it's tryouts, so we don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet. Okay. But I feel like school, like I chose my classes, but I don't know what I got in. So like I'm hoping, cause okay, I'm not going to the school that everyone else is going to. Because, like, at the end of the day, there's four generations of those who go to our middle school. So, like, I don't want to really see them, if I'm being honest, because they're just annoying. So, I'd rather go to, like, a school where, like, I'll see probably, I think it's 2-3 people that go to our school right now.
Yeah, most idiots will go to the school I'm going to.
Yeah. But it's debatable, right? Like, for you. Like, if you really go there or not, right? So,
yeah, but I'm gonna move out, so I think I'm good.
Are you certain, or like, is it? It's still in the talk.
No, I think it's confirmed from now on.
Dang,
I think I'm gonna move out.
Rest in peace, Ibrahim Hamidia.
Yes.
Anyways, okay, I think this is a good time for our commercial break / sponsor, Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, again for sponsoring this podcast, and we'll continue on with our second segment as, you know, we're living the world, Earth, America, and there's obviously, we witness a lot of dumb things, and in this segment, we're just going to be talking about anything that we've witnessed that was pretty, quote-unquote, jaw-dropping, so Tristan, take it.
Jaw-dropping? I'm not sure this one's jaw-dropping, but...
I mean, it's not, but I'm just saying.
It is like I have encountered some weird ass people. All right. So one time I was at the park with my friend, and my little cousin was over. I think he was like 10 in this story, maybe 9, somewhere around there. He looks like a mini version of me, except his haircut's flat. But anyway, we're just throwing a football.
All right.
You know, doing our thing at the park. Have you guys ever gone to that park?
Which park?
I'm not gonna. Oh, okay, Arcade Creek Park.
Oh, no,
I've never heard of that.
What, dude? It's awesome. I mean, there are like a few homeless people, but they don't bother you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I saw this guy in the corner of my eye just watching us, and this went on for about 20 minutes while we're just playing football. He was just sitting there, just looking at us, and he decided to get up and start walking over to us. And I saw a little keychain in his hand with a little knife on it, like a little, it's like a, not like a huge knife, like a little tiny one. It's like a miniature knife. It actually looked pretty funny. I thought it was a knife. I'm not sure to this day, but I'm pretty sure it was like a little miniature knife. And he just kept walking closer and closer. And then my cousin was getting all scared. So I was like, hey man, what you doing? He just looked at me and just sat there staring in my eyes for like 10 seconds straight. No joke. He was just sitting there staring at me, and I'm like, oh, you all right, man? He's like, oh, yeah. He must have been, like, high off of something, dude. His eyes were completely red. He was just, he was so messed up. He maybe was, like, 20 feet away from me at this point, and he took a step closer, so I'm like, you need something, man? And he just sat there, was like,
Okay.
Hey, was he homeless or what?
I don't even know. He didn't look homeless, but he was like, he was sitting over at the bench. He's like, all right,
okay.
He just started walking away. And my cousin's just crapping himself right at this point because he thinks the homeless man's about to attack us.
He's still on his diapers?
No, it's an expression. Oh my god. All right, well, anyway, that was the entire story.
Wow, dude, I feel like. Like, it's always so awkward when you're just like, not just like when you're like by yourself or with like another person, like just like someone just like, I feel like it's the most awkward situation. Like,
it wasn't even awkward, it was just tense because I thought he was gonna like come up to us or something.
So you're saying a person looking at you straight at your eyes for 10 seconds isn't weird?
It was not weird, it's a tense situation, bro. That's what happened. No, it's daily.
Okay,
like I had something like that happen today when I was going on a run, dude.
Enough.
Yes.
Anyways, bro, there was this time, okay? So I think it was last year. It was in the summer, and I was at home because, you know, I had nothing else to do, and it was hot, of course, because, you know, it's always hot in here. And I went to, it was maybe like around 2 p.m., and I went to like a Taco Bell, and I was just like, I ordered like a burrito. And I was waiting for it, of course. And I was sitting at the table while waiting for it. And my number gets called. I pick it up, go to this table. And then I see these a family, this husband and wife and their two sons, I believe. Yeah, two sons. And so they order, and I'm just eating, and I just see them, they're ordering. They come next to my table, and they're just waiting as well for the order. And when the number gets called, the youngest son, there's two sons, the youngest son gets up, he gets the food of tray, because it's obviously a lot of food, because a lot of them. And then, next thing you know, there was a guy who was also waiting for his order, and he was standing right next to, like, the water... what's it called, the fountain drinks area?
Yeah, the water fountain.
And he had a cup of ice in his hand, nothing inside of it, no liquid, just ice. And when the kid was coming back to the table, his back was turned towards the guy with ice, and for some reason he just chucked the ice at the kid. And this kid says, okay, I was 13 last year, so that kid was about 14. I think he goes to the high school that Abram was about to go to. So the ice gets thrown at him, and the kid, he keeps walking away, and he looks back, and he's just like, what the heck just happened? He didn't say anything, but I could look at the expression, and I was just like shocked. And the guy's dad was probably like 6'6", freaking 25 pounds, all muscle, bro. And he gets out of his seat, and the way this guy beat him up was unbelievable. It was just like WWE, bro. Literally RKO to the ground. And so the guy, he walked up to the I think the guy, if I'm being, I don't know, maybe he was just a normal human being, or maybe he had some issues, but he just walks up to the guy, he punches him in the face. And the guy with the ice cup, I mean, he doesn't have the ice cup anymore, but he just like his back is against the vending machines. And he's getting punched hard, bro. It was like, those punches were so loud. I'm pretty sure he broke the fountain. Like, it was so crazy. This guy who's bleeding from his nose, everything. And I'm just trying to eat my burrito. And it was just like, what? And there was probably, in the whole restaurant, I'm pretty sure, not including the workers, I'm pretty sure there was like maybe, I would say maybe 10 of us. Nine. It wasn't busy at all. But there's people in there. And like, I think, at least maybe someone said like call the cops, but no one did. I don't think anyone even said that, to be honest. Everyone was just witnessing it, because it was like if we're being honest, it's not common for someone to just like get beat up in a restaurant like that.
Nobody tried to stop him.
No one stopped him. No one, dude, because like it was, I don't think, yeah, no one had the guts to do it. Even to be honest, I wouldn't have done anything like that. Bro. Imagine me stopping someone. I can't do that. And so, like, and then the guy, he finally has enough with him, and the guy was on the ground. He wasn't dead or anything. He just ran away outside of the restaurant. And he later on, 10 minutes before I was, right before I was about to leave, my man comes back. He comes back. And he says something to him. And obviously, the guy, he's eating. At that time, he was eating. So he didn't do anything. So he got the guy, and you know how I said he set up something to him. He just got a drink, and he just left. When I saw him, I was like, it's like UFC. It's round two. But then, thankfully, he ran away. He left again. Because if he hit him again, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if someone called the cops.
That guy had a death wish.
it was a crazy, bro. I forgot about it until we were just talking about it. But yeah.
All right, Abraham, you got any good stories?
No, I didn't really encounter that many dumb people, but I've just seen this girl once. She's like about, I don't know, 8 years old, and guess what she was having? She already has an iPhone X. Like, she's nearby her parents with her other teenage girl, sisters, and she's just looking at her phone, and she already has, like, you know these girls in middle school, like, they're all just,
they're decked out, they have the Dutch Rose, the AirPods,
they're full of makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
She already has makeup on, and she's 8 years old.
I didn't know she was 8.
I mean, no, she's about 8 years, like, she's hella small, okay? Yeah, but it's just, that's, I just cringed so hard.
Bro,
that's one of those girls that do really bad in school, just like we were talking.
Exactly, that ties back to the school system. Because at the end of the day, like, I know we hear, like, eat the rich, but then at the end of the day, those parents, like, they work their butt off, they, you know, they're doctors, and they obviously can provide for their kids, but at the end of the day, what do those kids learn? Like, that 8-year-old girl, I bet her parents are super rich, but what does she learn? Like, how's she gonna take forward? Obviously, in school, just by it's doing that...
school system, it has to do with the parenting as well, like, the parents
110%, need to... 110%, bro, obviously. That's what I was, like, that's...
really dumb. She was taking selfies too. Well, I wonder.
Dude, selfies are so cringy, bro. If I take a selfie, I'm gonna cringe.
You have all the girls on Instagram that like take a picture of themselves and post it without like, or that like a little butterfly caption or something. Oh my god, I hate that.
Dude, it's so cringy.
It's not even that. It's like that cringy. It's just that how stupid they are.
It's like
screaming that you want attention. That's basically what you're doing when you do that.
But imagine, bro. Imagine you just walk up to a mirror, okay? You know how, like, there's, like, those mirror selfies? Do that right now. If you do that, you'll probably just fall, like, I don't know, man. You'll be cringe.
I'll be right back.
Okay, that's... We always love to see that. Anyways, while our good old buddy is doing something, Abraham. Talk to me.
No.
Okay.
I want to talk to you.
So, I think, obviously, we've all seen, like, YouTube videos, and, like, I think one time you told me, like, I think I've seen it for myself, but, like, there's a girl, it was her birthday, and she was, like, my dream was to get, it was her 16th birthday, okay? And you know how, like, 16th birthdays, you know, usually get a car and stuff, right? But this girl, for her birthday, her parents are obviously rich for this, but she got a Lambo, okay? And I know this is pretty iconic, because I'm pretty sure all of us have heard of this before. But she she got a blue, I think it was a red Lambo. And obviously, like, you would, if I saw a red Lambo in front of me, bro, I would probably just, like, I'll go crazy, bro. You see me get crazy on things, I'll be 10 times crazier than that, okay? And so, she, instead of that, you know, obviously her parents, her friends are clapping for her and stuff. And then, she just, like, she just, like, fake smiles. And she says, you know, I went to get a blue Lambo. If a kid said that to me, I would have taken them to timeout. Not timeout, I'll ground them until they're 27.
Bro, if I had an incinerator inside home, I'd just throw her in there.
Dude, that's what I don't, bro. That also cringes me, bro. Those who just literally, just like, don't like, if you get like an item that's over, it's even $100. At the end of the day, you should be like, you shouldn't like give a reaction like that, bro. It's just like, what do you say?
Tristan, are you serious?
Anyways,
you and okay.
It's just,
I'll tell you later.
Tristan,
okay. What's up?
So, we were just talking about that Lambo, you know, there's like this scenario where this girl got a Lambo for her birthday, and it was red, but she wanted the blue, and she got really triggered at her parents.
Yeah, that's what we call a female dog right there.
You guys, just a little little break right there. I just got a picture from Tristan with the selfie. You know, he took a mirror selfie.
Let's tell him.
He got some kick, not gonna lie.
I bet you he's cringed to death right now.
Honestly, I feel pretty good. I'm gonna do it again.
Okay.
I see how they get hooked, bro. I'm really feeling the attention right now, you know?
Yo, the phone number is 916. And, yeah. But we just tied back. If you think about it, the school system is... Like, I know some people take it for granted because other people don't have the resources like in other countries. But at the end of the day, like, it's just like the way... It's really screwed up. Like, I know teachers, I wish, like, we could do surveys on how, like, I hate it, like, if you're honest to a teacher, like, we get surveys, right, like, in distance learning, and, like, if you tell them the truth about something, then they get mad. Like, if you say, I don't like how, I don't like, some kids thought that we got a lot of homework, so I heard someone who, in the survey, in the bottom, you know how, like, sometimes there's an option to say, would you like me to know anything else? So this, like, usually I usually just submit it because I don't have anything else to say. But this student said, I don't like how you're giving me too much homework. And she literally got mad at him. And I know for us, it's nothing. But, like, this person, like, really wasn't an honor or anything. So, like...
Did the teacher do anything to
No, I mean, it's distance learning, so she can't punch him or anything. But at the end of the day,
yeah, but...
it's just, like, the mentality, bro. But, like, kids these days are just... like, I don't know why I said that. I mean, I'm 14. I'm still a kid. But, like, the people that we see around us are...
our generation is like, crap.
Our generation, but, yeah. Like, I heard, like, 2006... kids that are born in 2006 are supposed to be, like, the changers of life. I don't think that's gonna happen. Maybe...
bro, the generations that are coming are gonna be even worse.
That's tough. Probably... people are gonna say 9 plus 10 is 21 if I get, like... if I win as a kid, like, in McDonald's, if I'm, like, in college. I bet you there's gonna be an 8-year-old kid say 9 plus 10
is 21. No, it's an old meme. There's gonna be new memes that we don't understand.
Obviously. Anyways, I guess it's been a nice time talking. And always shout out to Anchor, the greatest podcast creation studio there is. And see you for the next episode.